It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
So it looks like a second referendum on the controversial issue of wolf hunting is headed to the November ballot.
The Keep Michigan Wolves Protected campaign turned in petition signatures to the State Bureau of Elections just yesterday.
It takes 161,305 signatures, and we can reasonably expect the campaign has enough names. They have done this before.
In fact, just last year, to suspend and challenge the first Michigan wolf hunting law that was adopted after the gray wolf was taken off the federal endangered species list. That referendum challenge is already on the November ballot.
But the legislature, as well as Governor Snyder, would not be thwarted. They adopted a second law to allow wolf hunting, the target of this newest referendum campaign. So will that settle it?
Nope.
Because there is another petition drive out there still gathering names.
The song that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend.
The Citizens for Professional Wildlife Management is working hunting supply stores, gun shows, and outdoor-ramas, gathering signatures for a citizen-initiated law that would effectively circumvent the Keep Michigan Wolves Protected ballot question.
This would be the state's third wolf hunting law in less than 2 years, but this goes much further than just wolf hunting.
And that is because hunters' rights groups want to stop these periodic efforts by groups like the Humane Society and the Audubon Society to call a halt of hunting seasons. They've now done it twice with wolf hunting.
They did it in 2006 with a referendum on mourning doves.
And it looks like there could be a similar fight brewing in the future over, well, the Sandhill Crane, to name one. Now, this fight over hunting, it has served to raise the profile of the once mighty Michigan United Conservation Clubs.
Mr. Mojo Riser.
The MUCC is the driving force behind the Citizens for Professional Wildlife Management.
It comes from the conservation end of the environmental movement, outdoors people, hunters, anglers. It was largely responsible for the state's returnable bottle law back in the 1970s and was a force to be reckoned with in Lansing for decades.
Well, MUCC is back in the game in a big way. It has established itself as the voice for hunters' rights at the Capitol. And one of the things it really wants is this new law and no more referendums on hunting seasons.
Now, on the other side, the big dog in Keep Michigan Wolves Protected is the Humane Society and the national resources it can pull into this fight.
The next job for the Humane Society and Keep Michigan Wolves Protected will come after the Citizens for Professional Wildlife Management turns in their signatures. That would set off the process for a petition-initiated law, citizen-sponsored legislation. It would go to the legislature, which would then have to adopt it, or it goes to the ballot. Hunters groups will use all their clout to get the legislature to approve the law. The anti-wolf hunt group will use all the muscle it can muster to convince lawmakers to let the issue go to the ballot and duke it out come November.
When they hope a crowded ballot will result in a sweep of no votes on all the questions. That would take down both wolf hunting laws and the Citizens for Professional Wildlife Management Initiative.
But if Citizens for Professional Wildlife Management wins, either in the legislature or on the ballot, that law could not be challenged by a referendum. It will be referendum proof.
Because the drafters made sure to put a $1 million appropriation in it, ostensibly to fight invasive species, but it also, under the Michigan Constitution, becomes a budget bill that can't be stopped by a referendum. But is that the final word? Not necessarily. The opponents could still circle back in the next election cycle, 2016, with their own proposal to initiate a law that would undo all that.
Will it go round in circles? Yeah. Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky?
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
I've got a song and no mind down. Let the bad guy win every once in a while.